After the close of trading Tuesday, several tech giants released quarterly earnings that exceeded Wall Street expectations. Google's parent company Alphabet reported 23% revenue growth and closed the day up more than 7%. The news helped extend this week's hot streak for the S&P 500 that closed up 0.1%. The Dow also closed up a fraction, but the Nasdaq ended essentially flat. Amazon was also in focus during trading hours. The e-commerce giant posted quarterly revenue of around $125 billion, the first time it's crossed the $100 billion mark. But Amazon closed the day down around 2% on news that CEO Jeff Bezos will be stepping down later this year. Here's The Telegraph's Silicon Valley bureau chief, James Tickham.
He is leaving the day-to-day operation to Andy Jassy, who's the executive who's taking over. Amazon says he's still going to be involved in sort of big deals, big strategic decisions, things like when Amazon bought Whole Foods a few years ago. That would be a decision that Bezos would still take. In reality, he's really been doing this for a while.
In other company news, it was a quieter day of trading for GameStop. The brick-and-mortar video game retailer's shares surged 400% last week after becoming the focus of online trading forums. Its shares have fallen around 90% in the past few days, but ticked up more than 2% at the close Wednesday. Traders are also buoyed by some better-than-expected economic data. Last month's private sector hiring far exceeded Wall Street's predictions, and investors hope that's a promising sign ahead of Friday's jobs report. William Denzelow, New York.